Summit County Sheriff's Department received a tip Sunday night that Braden Guido, a fugitive wanted in Kansas and Nebraska, was headed to the Oakley area. I spoke with Lieutenant Andrew Wright.
And we sent deputies over to the area, and they located the vehicle at our residence. They waited for this Mr. Guido to leave the residence, and when they attempted to make a traffic stop, that's when he ran out on foot. At that point, we deployed multiple resources to help locate him. And
the sheriff's department deployed a mass reverse 911 call, alerting residents of the situation. They also employed the help of several agencies before finding Braden Guido.
And after some time of searching for him in the Oakley area, we were able to locate him. It sounds like he was located inside a barn in the North Bench area of Oakley.
Mr. Guido was wanted in Kansas and Nebraska after he evaded police who attempted to pull him over for driving a stolen vehicle. Richardson County Sheriff's Office in Nebraska was also searching for another man named Michael Tinsley in connection with Braden Guido. Lieutenant Andrew Wright says they have no reason to believe that Tinsley was still with Mr. Guido.
No. So from what I understand, Braden, there was a passenger in the vehicle. However, that passenger was a female. Of course, we interviewed her and got information. But it doesn't sound like there was anyone else.
The Summit County Sheriff's Department thanks the public for their help and explained why residents would receive a reverse 911 call.
Yeah, so we have the ability to basically send out a mass phone call message to a specified area. We can select how, what area of the county that we would like to send out that information. And basically the phone numbers that we have on file, we're able to call all of them and have a pre-recorded message. Whenever we do that, it doesn't necessarily mean that the public's that anyone's safety is in jeopardy. That was more for us where it was late in the evening. We had multiple resources there, several agencies assisting locate this fugitive. That's more for the cooperation of the public to understand that we're there and to also give us tips if they happen to hear or see anything while we're out searching for someone like this. And we appreciate the public's support in helping us get this person off the street.
For KPCW, I'm David Boyle.